Thank you, Pastor Travis, and thank you, Church, for allowing me to come and stand before you. So I bring greetings from India, from our church and churches, and from my family. My wife's name is Elizabeth. We have two grown-up married boys, Sumit and Amit. So Amit is staying, of course, here in Seattle. Thank you so much for having us, having me. I want to draw your attention to the book of Galatians, chapter 6, 9 and 10. Two verses you can see in the screen also. And I'm going to read for you. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And verse 10 next says, So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. May the Lord bless us through the reading of this scripture. Dear friends, we live in a world that is full of need. Wherever you go, there is a need. It's not that you people don't have need, or it's not that I only have some need. I understand, and you will agree, that all have needs, but the needs may vary. One may have physical need, one may have material needs, one may have emotional need, another may have spiritual need. But there are needs everywhere and needs to be met. And the Word of God says, as we are followers of Christ, we are supposed to act, supposed to love, supposed to serve, and to give, and to share as followers of Christ. We are different people than the worldly people. And I believe today God is calling us through these words of Paul in Galatians 6, 9 to 10. That these words speak so powerfully to our role in missions and our involvement in God's work. As children of God, we don't only think of ourselves, but we think of other lost souls, as Pastor was mentioning. India is the largest mission field in the world, with the largest population in the world, any country. China was number one, but now, last year we overcame China. So we are the number one populated country. India, geographically, is a quarter of the size of USA in landmass, but it is four times bigger in population. So you think of how many people they're cramped into a small landmass. But God has been good to us, and we are a democracy in India, although things are different than what democracy means there. The first point I want to say is, it's a call to endurance in doing good. God is telling to endure in what you are doing. Do not get weary. Getting weary is natural. As we were traveling yesterday from Chicago, and your pastor is a super energetic man, and He was driving all the way and we were talking. And getting tired is natural. So as I came home and I was sleeping and I could not wake up. I woke up, but again I went to sleep. And I missed my timing. I still feel sleepy with all 3 days of travel. Long, long waiting, travel, cancellation. I feel sleepy. And I also am sure Pastor Travis also is sleepy. I told him to go to the back pew and sleep, but he's still there awake on the front pew. So God is telling here, recognize that weariness is natural, but we are not supposed to get weary. Why? Because we are not only natural people, but the supernatural is living in us. So, do not get weary. Do not get weary. I have been working in the mission field from 1983, non-stop. I have not taken a break, no sabbatic, no leave any week, day, 24/7 for all this, how many years? 43 years. I have been working non-stop and I am not tired. Sometimes people work for 5 days and they say, oh, I'm tired. But the Lord has given me that much grace to work non-stop. I work from morning 6 o'clock to night 12 o'clock every day. That includes my cleanliness and eating and walking and all other things also. But all those things are work. I treat. And I am a full-time worker, not a part-time worker. So I keep my phone always open. And it may ring at the night, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, to attend people. And I do that. I say, I'm a full-time minister. Do not get weary in doing good. If we get weary, we may not be able to reap the harvest later. So God says, do not lose your reward. You are doing something good, but if you get weary, oh, how long can I do this? How long? It is a lifelong challenge. As long as we are living, as long as there is breath in our nostril, we need to keep doing good and not to be weary. Keep sowing. It's a sowing thing. Whatever we do good, we're sowing it, sowing a seed. So keep sowing. Keep giving to God's work and missions. It is not that by giving anything, we are purchasing anything. No, we don't purchase. There is no merchandise here in spiritual life. But out of gratitude, whatever we do is out of gratitude for what God has done for us. And keep praying. Prayer is also important. We are not laboring in vain, Paul says. Our labor is not in vain. It is full of reward. And there is promise. God has given a promise that harvest is coming soon. Sometimes we may reap some harvest in the world, but the greatest harvest is stored up for eternity. Amen. So what we are supposed to do in mission field, if you don't give up, keep sowing, the seeds that we plant will bear fruit in future. Sometimes sowing seed in mission field may seem weary. Where is the result? How much result I am seeing? But wait, we have to wait. because it may be growing now. And you will see it later. May not be sometimes upon earth, but definitely in eternity. The second point I'm telling is, or God is telling here, there is an opportunity available, ready. In verse 6, as we have opportunity, verse 10, so then as we have opportunity. First says, don't get worried in doing good. Second, he says, we have an opportunity. There is opportunity. So people must utilize the opportunity. The word opportunity in Greek means, here it is, kairos. And kairos means God appointed time. Opportunity means God's appointed time. It's not man appointed time, but divine appointment. Not just any moment, but a divine window is open. And this window will not be open forever. It's a window open, but that will not be open all the time. So the mission field is open now. In India, the opportunity is closing slowly. As the government is not in favor of Christianity, but there are people ready to sacrifice their life for anything. To be a Christian is very, very challenging. And to be a minister, a missionary, is more challenging there. So there may be any eventuality coming on our way, but we need to be ready for anything. It is out of love of Christ and out of love for souls that they may not perish. Other people may think we are doing something radical. It may be radical, seeming to others, but we are doing it out of love. The love helps us to go an extra mile. It's not that what I need I'm doing, but it's I'm trying to fulfill the needs of others also. That is called Christianity. Not living for self, but living for others. We are not supposed to only live for ourselves, but supposed to live for others. I tell it all the time to myself, to my wife, to my children, hey, we are not living for ourselves. We are living for others. My wife just retired last year. She was a school teacher. She was earning some money. And our sons, they were earning money. Our daughter-in-laws, they are earning money. Though we are living far away from each other. But all were earning money. And I also, working in the church, I earned a little bit money there. And my wife would say, where is the money going? At the end of the month, she would ask, what happened to the money that we earned? And I said, I don't know. It's all invested in the kingdom of God. And wait for the harvest to come. Then you will see where the money was going. And dear friends, it happens always. Before coming here, I was closing all the accounts because we do our financial year in the month of March. 31st March is the end of our financial year, as you have December 31st here in US. So in the month of March, I was closing all the accounts. And I saw in my Excel notes that I am running in the mission funds several hundred thousands minus. But we are not in debt in the mission field. How? I don't tell everything to my wife. Although I should tell, but I don't tell actually. I'm telling. And I always tell her, well, God knows. So even I sometimes said to my friends and tell, don't tell to my wife, because she may feel bad. So all those minus balances are met from my account or the family account. It goes there like that. But it shows minus in the mission field, worksheet. So dear friends, we have an opportunity and we must utilize the opportunity. And we should not let it go like that, because the windows will not be open forever. So when there is chance, when there is opportunity, we must make use of it and invest our seed, sow our seed, and be prepared, be waiting, watchful, and the harvest is coming. The third point I want to say, the priority is household of faith. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. We are supposed to do good to everybody, but the priority is household of faith. That means people who are believers, who are having needs, first think of our own house, the household of faith, and then go beyond. So likewise, when we have a need in our family, we first give priority to our family members. If my son or daughter is having a need, I cannot think of others, other needs, though there may be. So I first invest in my son or daughter, in the family, and then I think of others. Likewise, Paul says, we are supposed to do good to the whole world, but the priority should be given to the church and church people or the family of faith, wherever they are. So that is the priority we should have. And the priority is to equipping pastors, to supporting missionaries, feeding the household of believers, those who are having hard life, helping children grow up physically, spiritually, mentally, and they get some good education, and training leaders for the next generation. You know, sometimes pastors are retiring and it is hard to fill up another pastor into a church. It is like that everywhere. So Jesus said, the harvest is plenty, but laborers are few. Pray to God that he will send laborers into the field. We need laborers. Even in my church, we are looking for a pastor to take over. For several years we are praying, and we are not able to find a suitable person for our church. Our church is a growing church. It's a small church, but it's growing. But we need a good person to take over. Still we are praying, and God will provide definitely in due season. So the story is like that. If we invest in God's kingdom, into the household of faith, we are going to reap our own harvest. Because God is not a debtor to anybody. You cannot give to God's work and you don't get anything. It can never happen. I read a story last week, and it's American story. Well, somewhere in a country, there is a small little church, and the church was like, the church building was dilapidated, and it was not in a good condition, and the church was small, and people have to stand outside or sit outside during summer and rain and winter, it was very difficult. So one day the pastor said, we need, it is old story, so he said, we need $5,000 to make a shed outside our sanctuary so that people can sit there and be protected from sun and rain and winter. So please, next Sunday when you come, get some extra money for the shed. We need $5,000. So the next Sunday, one couple came early to the church and they met the elder of the church, I mean a deacon, and said, sir, we want to meet the pastor. By looking their dress, the deacon said, why do they want to meet the pastor? And he said, oh, the pastor is busy. Do you want some help? They said, no, we don't want any help. But last Sunday, pastor announced some need for the church, and we have come up with that money. And the deacon was surprised. Then he said, okay, I will call the pastor. So he went and called the pastor. And one couple, they're not looking wealthy or really smart, but they have come with some donation. And the pastor came and greeted them. And they said, pastor, we have been praying about this ever since you announced last Sunday. The pastor said, you don't look like wealthy people. How did you manage to get that much money? And they said, see, we have been saving by doing different kind of works to build a house for us. We live in a shack, but we were saving this money for our house. But as you said last Sunday, we thought we can live a few more years like this. We have been living our whole life in a shack. We can live a few more years, but so many people are there in the church. Now, every Sunday they are having a hard life. And the pastor said about this need. So we came to give all this saving to the church for this need to be met. And the pastor was really amazed at their generosity. And he said, oh, it's difficult to accept such a donation. You need money. So I don't want to accept this. Better you keep this money. But they insisted, no. We have decided to give. Please accept it. And the pastor said, okay, we'll accept. But let me call all the church members now. So all the church members came. And he said, last Sunday I announced, and this couple have come up with this amount themselves. So our need is met. But they have sacrificed to meet our needs. What can we do for them? And then the people started telling, oh, we want to donate for this couple also. So people started giving. And within few minutes, they collected $50,000. And the pastor said, okay, we accepted your donation. Now it is your time to accept our donation. Hallelujah. So instantaneously, they were rewarded 10 times. And so, though hesitant, this couple took the $50,000. They brought $5,000 to the church. And they were going happy with $50,000. You know, the story is that One person's generosity can inspire generosity to others also. It's really like that. So God is telling, harvest is coming, do not get weary in doing good. And if you don't get weary, you will reap the harvest if you don't give up. If you give up, you may not see the harvest. So when I see people like you, I see that you people are good, doing good, but don't get weary in doing good. That's the only point I want to say. Main thing is, you are doing good, but doing good may be wearisome, or you may get drained out sometimes. You feel I'm getting drained out. But hold on, don't get weary. So, there is a harvest coming, dear friends. God has the promise. And we will reap it someday. Hallelujah. Let's be faithful, always. Be faithful sowers. When a sower sows a seed, it doesn't get rewarded immediately. It has to grow. It has to flower, and then it has to bear fruit. And the fruit has to ripe, and then we go for harvesting. So it takes time. So we need to keep sowing, keep sowing, keep sowing. And as much as we sow, that much reward we get in turn. So dear friends, as we respond today, I invite you to sow into missions. Whatever the Lord enables you, sow into the mission field. Your gift is not only money, it's a seed. And the seed that will grow into salvation for many, healing for many. Many churches will be established, and you will see eternal fruit. It's not worldly things, but eternal thing. So you may not go, but you can send. Sometimes to the mission field, you may not be able to go everywhere. See, last year, when I came, I invited one friend in Seattle to come to India. And he said, oh, I cannot travel that long. And traveling sometimes nowadays is very precarious. You do not know what will happen next. As I was traveling here, and you see, I developed little knee pain, and sitting cramped into the airplane in the economy compartment, economy cabin area. So it's so difficult. And people find it very hard to travel that long. But I travel here with a purpose, that the mission work should be going on. The charity that we are doing should keep going. Because we have money in India. There are rich people in India. But all the money goes to the temples. And what the people do in the temple? In the ancient times, they used to bury the money, the gold, into the ground. One example I will give you. In south of India, Kerala, there is a temple, old temple, and people saw that there are heaps of earth. There are 2-3 heaps there in front of the temple. And sometimes they said, why these heaps are here? So they started digging. And after digging, they found big cauldrons of jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, like things there, buried. So all the money and the precious things are buried. And the government is helping the temples. But the church anything comes to the church, it is always invested in God's kingdom. We don't believe in burying anything. We believe that it should be circulated and we get reward. Even in Odisha, my place, they found that they dug different grounds and they found silver bricks, you know, this kind of bricks. Thousands of bricks buried. So what they do for the money? They buy silver or gold and make bricks and bury it. Useless. There are big rich people, they are giving millions to the temple and the money is stagnant there. It doesn't go for any charity. But the church only is doing some charity. Nowadays, whatever we can, we are doing that. So please pray and think of sowing seed into the mission field. But remember, don't get weary in doing good. And if you don't worry, if you sustain, then you will reap the harvest. May God bless us. Let me pray for you. Let's close our eyes. And if you really feel that God is speaking to you to be a partner sower in the mission field, dedicate yourself to the Lord and say, if you have a desire, if you are willing, God will provide for you. God will find a way for you how to sow the seed, how to invest in the kingdom of God. And I'm going to pray for you that God will open windows in heaven for you. So let's close our eyes as I pray. And if you dedicate yourself, definitely, I'm not telling to raise hands or anything, but you decide in your own heart what you want to do for God's kingdom. Make a simple promise. Make a simple decision and say, Lord, I want to be a regular supporter in the mission field. There are millions and billions of people going to hell without knowing Christ. But I want to sow seeds by faith that people will be saved, souls will be harvested. And I'm going to reap eternal harvest later. Father God, I thank you for this wonderful time. Bless my brothers and sisters here. As they take decision, you know what they are thinking and saying and taking decision. Lord, I pray that you accept their decision and you reward them accordingly. No one can give a debt to you. You can never be indebted to anybody. So Lord, I believe that you are a God who loves and who takes care of our needs. Lord Master, we lay before you the needs in the mission field. Take control of everything. Help us to be, O Father God, continuously laboring and investing in God's kingdom, your kingdom. Help us not to be weary in doing good. Bless us all. Bless this church, the pastor family, and all the believers' family, and all the elders and leaders of the church. Let this church grow by number, by love, by spirit. And let this sanctuary be filled with souls in the days to come. Bless the city of Indianapolis and the state and the country. Lord, bless your people as they take decision for your cause. Give you all the glory and honor. Thank you for listening. Thank you for helping us and blessing us. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.